Hey everybody, it's Owen. I got a chance to talk with Cal Poly Mustangs head football coach Tim Walsh after practice on Friday. Friday marked the first practice for the football team in full pads this year. It was also the end of the fifth day of practice for the Mustangs. Coach Walsh is in full camp mode, focused on what he needs to do, it seemed. Had some interesting comments about how the team is getting a little bit dinged up, but that's kind of the way that camp goes. And some other comments about kind of the first week and how the team is doing. Hope you enjoy on fansmanship.com. Your first full week of practice, first day in full pads. How do you feel about it? Can you kind of evaluate it, how the week went? Or do you need to kind of get in this weekend?
There's no question we got better every day, you know, but we also got banged up every day too, which happens in this game. And I think, you know, it's a fine line. So we got to make sure that we try to stay healthy. And as the head coach, that's kind of my decisions on what we do or don't do. But, you know, camp is supposed to be tough. So for the first 2 weeks, we're gonna push our guys. So we're pushing them through some things. We got some sore legs and all that great stuff. But I really have been happy with the mental side of the improvement in both sides of the football.
Do you have some guys that are dinged up, hurt, and who are they, and kind of what's the status?
You know, I think our wideout position has gotten taken the brunt of it for the most part. Brandon Machakowicz is down. Willie Tucker's been down. So that's two right there that are going to be major contributors that really haven't practiced very much since we've been out here. And a couple of freshmen are down at wide receiver, too. On the offensive line, we got some young guys that went down today. But Carl Winkleman, he scratched his retina. And with the sunshines we're dealing with right now, he just is so irritated he can't play. And so we got to rest him for about 5 or 6 days, and he's a possible starter on the offensive line. So we're going to miss that continuity having him. Defensively, for the most part, we stayed pretty healthy. I think B.J. Nard got nicked up today a little bit and as a freshman safety. But overall, we're doing okay health-wise.
Great. Has the heat been any kind of a factor?
We wish it was hotter, but, you know, because, you know, you can't go 2 days anymore, and we're not even using the entire 3 hours. We're using about 2 hours and 40 minutes of being out here. So we want to push them through it, and we want to find out what kind of conditioning. But our tempo on offense helps us condition without conditioning.
How long has the two-a-day rule been in place?
I think this is like year 5 or 6.
Since that kind of string of
– No, I think it was a Corey Stringer thing. He had the heat thing. I think next year they went to every other day.
Got it. Tell me about one to two players who've impressed you thus far during the kind of first week of practice. A couple guys who might have been surprises or who've been kind of overachieving or doing really well.
We got a couple guys that their expectation rose because they're getting older. Chris Nichols, a slot, and I think he's showing us some things. And Gabe Umo, probably the lead running back. I think those two guys have done a great job of really showing us what their abilities are going to be and how explosive that they can be with the football. I think on the defensive side of the ball, I've been really happy with Nico Molino, a senior corner, and we're going to need him to be a good leader and a good player, and he's done both for us. And I think as far as the linebacker thing goes, I think that Colin DeZubnar continues to impress. And on the defensive line, I really do think we have 8 guys, I think, that can play at a high level.
I know you don't want to stay here all night. For casual fans, tell me about kind of some differences between the Great West and the Big Sky, kind of just big picture.
Well, I think the big picture is, the offenses probably in the Great West were more traditional. North Dakota, South Dakota, Southern Utah, even though they throw the ball quite a bit, they kind of lull you to sleep in the run game. The Big Sky is wide open. Idaho State's going to try to throw the ball every single down. You know, and I think that there's a little bit more of that wide open, throw it all over the field attitude you're going to have to deal with. And then I think the competition week in and week out, obviously playing a 5-team league as opposed to a 13-team league, you got to be ready every week. And if you're not, after being in that league for 14 years, you're going to find yourself on the back end of that pack, and that's not where you want to be. And I think the other thing is you got to get off to a quick start in the Big Sky, and you got to win at home.
Great. For casual fans, what are a few things to look for? And maybe it's different every game, to know that Cal Poly is playing the kind of football that you want to play. One thing I noticed last year was the tempo of the offense. What are some things that fans can look for when they come into the stadium to say, hey, Cal Poly's on today, or hey, that, you know, they need to, you know, what?
You know, we're going to play at a fast tempo, but that should result in 85 to 90 offensive plays. So if we're controlling the amount of plays that we run, we're going to score some points. If they just usually go together, lots of plays equals lots of points. But I think the key thing in that will be if the team forces us on a long drive, 16-play, 15-play drive, do we end up in the end zone or we end up kicking a field goal? That's going to be the key. You got to finish on offense with the style that we play. We got to finish in the end zone. Defensively, I think getting off the field on third down. If we're staying on the field on third downs, you know, I don't think that's going to be a good thing for us or for our offense. So we're really working hard on putting in some good third down packages that we think can get us off the field.
Awesome. So touchdowns, scoring touchdowns, and getting off the field in third down. That's great. Yep. Any update on Randy Hansen's status?
Still where it was and where it is.
Great. Now that you've been working with the secondary for a week, they're pretty young and inexperienced, right? So can you talk about how that's been and talk about the secondary a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, I think they've been well coached. And when you've been well coached, it makes the guys taking over a little bit easier job. And I think that there's some carryover there. I think guys like Carlton Dennis, who's a freshman, has done a great job of picking the things up and is ready to play. I think Vante, after playing for 2 years, most of it was at our nickel guy. He's played a lot of downs. He's ready to be a starting corner. And I really feel like Kevin Britt, who's been hurt on and off the entire year, his length, and he's way stronger than his lean body looks, and fast, gives us a guy that is a 6'1 corner that may be able to line up against some big wide receivers for us. So I've been felt real good about the corner situation. Safeties, we're solid. We got five guys that can play at safety. Hubbard, Douglas, Reza, Jordan Williams, those guys are all good football players.
Great. And first day in full pads. It's always fun, right?
It's exciting, but usually, you know, I'm really looking forward to next Saturday when we're going to go 75 plays, 80 plays in a scrimmage situation. Because right now, as excited as they were to get out here in full pads and truly play football, they had four hard days already, and their legs were a little bit weary. So we got to see what our speed looks like when they recover next week.
Is that scrimmage going to be out here, or is it going to be over there?
Next week, it'll be in the stadium.
In the stadium next week. Okay, and that's Saturday at?
Next Saturday, and it'll be by the time we start the scrimmage, it'll be about 11 a.m.
Is that open to the public?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Appreciate it.